You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1636. This time, I am joined by Mary Kitzmiller, and she answers a listener question about teaching a horse to load in the trailer and then stay in the trailer. And today's episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel's full line of 100% extruded feed formulas are designed for easier digestion compared to pellets. Extruded nuggets break down as soon as your horse takes a bite, releasing essential nutrients exactly where they're meant to be absorbed. Discover how extruded feed helps your horse live a healthier life. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
Okay, we have a few questions on trailer loading. So I'm going to pick one of those. So we've got a horse. This is from Susan, and it's how to help an off-the-track thoroughbred who gets stressed when trailering or being in a stall for more than 20 minutes. She comes off the trailer trembling, no matter if it's a short haul or long. Lives outside now, but would like to bring in occasionally for a clinic or in case she ever needs stall rest without hurting herself more. So great question and great, you know, it's smart to be concerned about these things. Yeah, I think no matter if you have a pasture puff horse or not, it's really important at some point in that horse's life to train them to accept being in a stall. Same way that I crate train my Malinois. I don't know what kind of unforeseeable thing in the future might come. You know, like let's say my house gets blown away in a hurricane and, you know, maybe Red Cross has to come in and help my dog. If she can't be in a crate, they can't really do much for her. And same with horses that can't be in stalls. Hauling them places is going to be difficult. If they need to be on stall rest, treated by a vet, it's going to be difficult. If you need to get them in the trailer to go somewhere, it's going to be difficult. So, you know, it could be part of the OTTB history, you know, where they equate stalls and trailers with high arousal situations such as racing and shipping and all of that kind of stuff. And pretty much you have a horse whose nervous system is saying something bad or intense usually happens here. So you're trying to change how safe that horse's body feels in those spaces. And this is something that takes time and predictability and repetition without pressure. So think about being in this for the long game. It's going to take a lot of repetition. So with trailering, what I'd focus on is we're going to change our thinking on the trailer and stop thinking of it so much as transport and think of it as a place to relax. So you're going to want to focus on short, boring sessions. Load, stand quietly, unload. No driving around at first. When you do try to drive, maybe start with like literal 2 to 5 minute loops, park, let her stand, and then unload. Don't rush unloading because she's anxious. Now, if you do go to open the door and untie her and she runs back out, let her do it. Just go with her. Don't put any pressure on her because you're not going to be able to hold her on that trailer. I have tried. It doesn't work. So I just go with them and they're not in trouble. And then I'll load them right back on. And if they run back off again, let them do it. I want my horse, when I'm loading them, I don't want him to think, I'm trapping you in this cave.
That's interesting, so because that kind of harkens back to horses seeing scary things and feeling like they have a choice. I could leave if I feel like I have to, because you've approached and retreated from that scary mailbox a million times. So they go, okay, I can stand near this mailbox because I know from the rehearsal we just did that I only have to stand here for 5 seconds and then you're going to ask me to walk away. So I kind of trust you to let me do this. And yeah, similar thing going on here?
Yes. And it sounds totally counterintuitive because you would think, well, I don't want my horse to think that they could get off the trailer anytime
they
want.
They need to learn to stand in there.
But if I have a horse that's doing that, then I have to train them where they're at when I'm training, or even if it's my old broke pony and we're going to a show, if that horse wants to run out of the back of the trailer, I will never close a door on a horse that wants to do that, because we're just asking for injury, both us or the horse, or traumatization. If they want to back out, I let them. I keep my hand on the lead rope. I'm not going to let go of them, but you can back out. And I don't punish them for running back out like that, because they're in a state of hyperarousal and fear. So like at that point, we're just both trying to survive the situation. I let them back out and then I say, okay, let's get back on. I don't hurry them back on. I'm like, but we're going to get back on again. And they might do that 10 times, run back out. And I'm like, okay, now let's get back on, run back out. Okay, now let's, you know, let them get back on. What's going to happen eventually is they're going to realize, oh, they're not trying to trap me in here. Maybe I can get on here and stand for a moment. And I'm looking for that opportunity. If they stand for a moment, I'm looking for the opportunity where I get to be the one to say, now back out. And so then I'm like, no, I'm actually asking you to get out. And then I like to take them very far away from the trailer and like, let's go hand graze. Let's just take a breath. Or maybe depending on the severity of the problem, maybe I put them away for the day. And that's where we do our, we do that second phase of learning where we just let the horse think about what happened. Does that make sense? We you know, that rest is really going to be what cements it into our horse's brain. And only when eventually, and I usually get this done in one session, eventually that horse will get on there and stay. And I want that horse to stay on there relaxed for me to be able to take my time, put the butt bar up, close the trailer, latch the trailer. I tie my horses after. I don't tie them while anything is open behind them, because you just never know. I've had a very broke horse decide one day, I'm gonna back out the trailer. I don't care if I'm tied. So I tend to tie them after I get the butt bar up or divider closed or whatever. So I just do it over and over and over again. Allow them opportunity to rest. If they don't want to take it, okay, let's get on again. Okay, let's get on again until they want to rest. And then I'm the person who says back out. Now, if I'm doing this on a day where I got to go somewhere, once they stand for a few moments, I'll go ahead and close the door and everything. But if I have the luxury of this is a training session at home, I'm not going to close that door until they're still standing on there for as long as I want, 10 minutes. And then I can maybe close the divider and then open the divider and back them out. Horses like that just want to know they're safe. And if they know that I have the safety to get off if I need to, then they'll start accepting that, okay, I can go ahead and be on this trailer.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.